You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to the MSP Zone, and we are privileged and honored to have with us a guest from across the country, all the way over in California land, and he's going to be sharing some of his insights on the pandemic, but most importantly, on the recovery. Now that we're, I guess, officially into the recovery now, he's going to be giving us his perspective from his customer's point of view, what's been happening, what the expectations are for the remainder of the year, and just have an all-around good conversation. So without further ado, welcome Joe Foos, Development Director for ZAG Technical Services. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Charles. Thanks for having me. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, ZAG has been a member for quite some time. And Joe, you've been around the MSP Alliance community for ages. I mean, you've been speaking and coming to the conferences for a long time. So you have a pretty good perspective, I would say, on not just what we do, but MSPs in general. What would you say, you know, well, first of all, do you think that we're in the recovery? I keep hearing everyone say we're in the recovery. It kind of feels real when people say it, but do you agree with that assessment?
That's a great question, Charles. I think when it comes to the definition of whether or not someone's in a recovery, it really does depend on the individual business or industry, because we have customers in a lot of different industries. Some of them are certainly coming back and regaining their opportunities to do business and to reconnect with customers and bring back all their employees and everything else. And we have others that are still struggling, either because they can't physically do the work that they were used to doing in their facility or in their warehouse or, you know, in the field, wherever it is that they have to physically do the work, or their business was just hurt so badly that it's going to take them longer to really bring things back to normal. In some cases, they lost customers, they lost valuable employees, and it's going to take a while for them to recover. So it really depends on the customer and, you know, the industry, the type of business they're in, and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it depends, right? That's the answer I'm hearing is that it depends on, you know, your customers, the type of customers you had, how they did. My sense is talking to a number of MSPs early on in the pandemic is that there was a 2-week period where every MSP just went crazy. They were just super busy trying to get their customers positioned for this remote work. And did you go through that as well at ZAG?
Yes, definitely. The first couple of weeks that customers were, you know, trying to enable their remote workforce to be as productive from home as they used to be in the office was absolutely a busy time for us. And again, depending on the customers, some were better prepared for it than others. Whether it was, you know, customers that already had server infrastructure in the cloud and had already migrated a lot of the applications that traditionally sit in servers and databases on-prem, been moved to the cloud or turned into some virtual desktop interface solution, those folks were in you know, much better shape, much more quickly able to transition and continue working. Others struggled with it and had to go through some big painful transitions or had to spend a lot of money and time setting things up. So it just, again, really depended on the business. But that was certainly a lot of the activity we did, I would say, for the first 30 days or so.
Yeah. And now that we have some, you know, retrospective of, you know, what, you know, Q1, first quarter of 2020, by all, I haven't talked to a lot of MSPs who didn't say that that Q1 of this year was like phenomenal. Like they were really projecting and having a fantastic first quarter. We now know what the second quarter looked like, which is, you know, across the board and global, right? A very negative period. But I just heard yesterday from a financial analyst briefing that Q3 is projected, I think, you know, really GDP growth, something like 18%, followed by a fourth quarter of around 8%. So it seems like we are now maybe in the middle of a spike, a rebound. And I know you're not a financial analyst, but, you know, you play one on TV. Do you have any thoughts about whether MSPs can expect a really robust third quarter and maybe even a fourth quarter?
In general, I would agree with that. That's certainly what we're seeing with our customers, with, you know, all the conversations we're having. They certainly expect their business to recover nicely during the summer. At the same time, you know, they also are having to balance employees wanting to take time off during the summer. Even if they're not going anywhere, they certainly have collected a lot of unused PTO over the last few months and definitely want to be able to, you know, spend more time not thinking about work and Zoom video meetings all the time. So it's going to be a balance, but in general, absolutely. I would say the summer, the Q3 period is going to be a time of recovery. We expect business to be, you know, picking back up compared to Q2 for sure. And also, I think that's when the organizations that, again, were better prepared for the future will do better than those that are still struggling, because it really just comes down to, you know, organizations and industries that were working with very low margins or working in situations that continues to be hindered, whether it's, you know, traveling for work or it's getting people in and out of their facility in a manufacturing floor, a warehouse, distribution, whatever it is. If it takes you an extra, you know, 30 minutes in the morning to get everybody in the building and 30 minutes at lunchtime to move people around safely, it just, you know, is some lost productivity. So it's definitely going to be better, but it's not going to be what it was until the COVID situation becomes more healthy, more safe.
Yeah. No, I think that's a fair point. We did some analysis early on and thought that, you know, just like in 2008, 2009 and some, you know, early 2000s, certainly there were some really harsh economic periods where MSPs actually did fairly well, depending on the sectors that they represented in their customer base. Now, knowing what we all witnessed in the first couple quarters of this year, as a managed services sales professional, what does that tell you about looking forward and your own kind of, it's not a portfolio, but it's your customer base, but do you look at the type of customers that you're wanting to get under management and wanting them to be diversified so that the company is well protected? It's almost a financial analyst approach, but you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's certainly true that any business wants diversity of revenue, whether it's, you know, industry verticals or you know, small versus large, government, et cetera, customers. You always want to have diversity so that any one customer doesn't represent too big of a portion of your overall business or any one industry. Luckily, we've been able to do that over the last 20 plus years. But at the same time, you know, you also gain a lot of strength and credibility from having collected a lot of customer trust and partnership with industries where you get a lot of referral business and you're able to work together with them in joint partnership to enable their success. So in our case, for example, we have a lot of success in the food and beverage agricultural industry in the Salinas Valley in California. And some of those folks were able to obviously do more business than normal when they were working with retailers like grocery stores. Other folks in that business were hurt when their business went down because their customer base primarily consisted of cafeteria, school cafeterias, business park cafeterias, any other restaurants, any other places where people just weren't going to eat the food. And as a result, their business suffered. So they had to make some changes. Some of them did it more successfully than others. But that's an example of where, you know, we've been able to help organizations in that vertical market weather the storm, maintain the stability of their existing customer base, and shift whenever possible to be able to pivot to serve new customers when they can find them.
It certainly shows how interconnected we all are as a result of this, and certainly economically and in other ways. Let me ask you this, Joe. Has the pandemic caused you to have different types of conversations from A, your existing customers, and B, new potential prospects? Like, are they coming to you with new problems, challenges, technical business solutions, or problems that you didn't really have before this happened?
Definitely. Absolutely. Customers are asking us all kinds of new questions, are expecting us to be, you know, more of a business advisor than just an IT partner. For example, a lot of organizations started asking us if we had a solution for tracking their returning workers from a health check compliance perspective. So we created a mobile app to help them do that using Microsoft Power Apps platform, and easily allows them to set up employees to either self attest their health, whether it's, you know, temperature data, symptom reports, et cetera, or if they wanted to enable a frontline employee to check everybody coming in the front door and the back door. It's a simple little app and hosted cloud service that, you know, documents everything on a daily basis, so that the HR department and the company as a whole can confirm that they're doing their due diligence when it comes to maintaining a safe workplace and following protocols from the county, city, or state.
So that's interesting. So they're actually getting, they're really coming to you for not just the typical tech things. They're coming to you for real business challenges that they believe in, and you're proving to be true, there are technical solutions to.
Yeah, and another example is, without even any technical solutions, another question that's come up is from a lot of, you know, HR and legal teams asking us if we can help them revise their employee handbooks or their policies around personal device usage, personal device management, home network securities. I mean, there's all kinds of overlapping concerns there, where organizations weren't usually able to expect employees to prevent their teenagers, for example, from using their personal devices at home that were being used to connect to the corporate network.
Right.
But now organizations realize that's pretty darn important. So they need some policies around that. Although we're not legal experts, at least we can provide the technical guidance that helps the HR teams or the legal teams draft up the policy manuals for the employees to follow.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's just, I mean, incredibly powerful that I'm sure MSPs were dealing with those issues previously, but certainly not like they are today in such a concentrated fashion. As you look at, you know, finishing hopefully the 2020 year much stronger, right? I mean, I think we all hope for that. As we look to 2021, does Zag, and do you look at your positioning for next year as are you looking to make big changes, like big bold changes to your service lineup? Are you rethinking all of that? Have you already done that? Can you give us a little, you know, peek into how you're approaching that planning?
Yeah, I would say we're probably not planning, at least at this point. We don't have any, you know, big huge overhauls in mind. I think it's just tweaking more of what we've always wanted to become better at, whether it's with, you know, technology strategy managers to serve customer needs instead of sales reps, or it's enabling, you know, our executives in different departments to form more direct relationships with their peers at our customers' organizations. So our HR manager can, you know, share best practices and learn from HR managers within our client base. The biggest thing I think really just comes down to the long held notion about the strong get stronger and the weak get weaker whenever there's a time of a big, huge, difficult transition like this. So in our case, we've just continued to invest in people, in tools, in processes that just make us more valuable to the customer to enable their success. And I think that's, you know, what the right kind of managed service customer is looking for. And that really sets us apart from what you folks actually termed recently in a blog post, the amateur MSP, where everybody and their brother-in-law thinks they're an MSP. But in fact, you know, very few organizations actually fulfill the definition of a managed services provider.
Right. Well, that's true. But, you know, I remember way back, I mean, maybe 10 years ago, I remember you being at a handful of these MSP Alliance, you know, meetings and events where we were, you know, as a profession, as an industry, struggling with acceptance, struggling to get the concept of managed services out there. Joe, I don't think we have that problem anymore. I think that problem has universally been solved. And, you know, I just, on that same financial analyst briefing the other day, they showed the sectors that are performing, which was one, and all the other sectors that were really, you know, down in the negatives. Technology outperformed everything else. I mean, it was really one of the only plus column, you know, sectors globally that just did well when everything else was really hit. And I have to imagine that that filters down to the on the street MSPs like you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I would say we've definitely, you know, heard about conversations with customers that have had to make difficult decisions about their own people when they're needing to cut costs during the last couple of months, as well as their vendor relationships. So in some cases, you know, they had to make choices between the level of IT services and support that they wanted to continue having versus the level of, you know, in office goodies or remote work benefits or 401k matching or, you know, whatever it was. Companies have had to make some hard choices. And that's the other thing I think that organizations today need to recognize, how critical it is to be flexible when you're working with organizations that are going through those difficult times. The last thing a customer wants to hear is a sales rep tell them, well, you still need to fulfill your end of the contract for the next 2, 3, 5 years. We're not flexible. The fine print says you're stuck and, you know, tough. And that's not our philosophy at all. We've never had, you know, a contract mentality when it comes to delivering our services. We pride ourselves in earning our customers' business every single day in order to exceed their expectations, enabling their success. And that just, you know, allows us to show them that we're in partnership with them as opposed to just a contracted vendor.
Yeah, hugely important. I mean, even pre-pandemic, you know, I think that that's always been a best practice for the MSPs. One last question. It's maybe unfair to ask you, you know, single out one thing, but if there's one element or one core principle that you would say to a prospective customer of ZAG, right? They're coming to you. They're saying, like, what should we be aware of? What guidance would you say, you know, that you're seeing from all the customers you're servicing since the pandemic? What's one thing, if it stands out in your mind, that customers should be doing right now to make sure they get through the rest of this year and beyond safely and operationally secure?
I would say the biggest, most valuable way in which our customers that have succeeded have done so is by thinking, always thinking ahead and being nimble. Thinking about what possibilities exist for situations that they can't control, whether it's the loss of the internet, the loss of a facility, the loss of a customer. And so the more any of our customer organizations were able to plan ahead, invest in their flexibility, invest in their recoverability, the better they were able to weather the storm, and the better they were able to, they're going to be able to recover faster, as opposed to the organizations that, you know, just didn't recognize the value and the importance of investing in that flexibility. It just is a night and day difference for folks that weren't thinking ahead about, for example, you know, what happens if we have a natural disaster and our server room is lost, or what happens if all of a sudden people have to work from home and nobody has a laptop. Now we have to buy a laptop for everybody. I mean, all kinds of things, right? The one thing that organizations that have successfully transitioned this challenging time so far are the ones that always thought ahead about what if, and always invested in their employees' productivity so that they could always deliver to their customers.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I mean, being flexible. I wonder how many companies, you know, could have survived that didn't, had they taken that advice, had they had that in their thinking. And it's not always easy to do it, right? It's easier said than done, of course. But you know, I think I'm hopeful, and I take your words that you sound pretty optimistic. You know, about your customers and your organization's capability to serve them and continue serving them for the rest of the year and into 2021. So that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to helping customers overcome the challenges and get back to business as usual as much as possible. And the ones that, you know, we've been working with for the past 20 years, we just love their trust and get a great deal of satisfaction knowing that we're part of their success.
Well, there you have it, folks. I think some overall pretty optimistic perspective that, you know, whether we're officially in a recovery or not, I think that the role of the MSP in our economy, recovery or not, is a solid one. It is firmly rooted in how almost all organizations, big and small, are moving through this difficult period, and that's a pretty good, pretty comforting thing that I take away from this, is that MSPs are so anchored to the welfare of every type of organization that we're in a good position as a profession, and something to be thankful for. Joe, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for coming on the MSP Zone and sharing your perspectives.
My pleasure. Thank you, Charles.
And folks, that's it. My name is Charles Weaver for the MSP Zone. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.